نباتیه، نفس الحیوانیه، نفس القدسیه، ناطقت القدسیه، نفس الکلیت الالهیه. So far clear? Am I talking too difficult? No? Am I talking too difficult? Yes? It's okay if you say I'm talking too difficult. I don't lose my confidence. And now, Kumail asked Imam, okay, what are these nafses? Tell me about this. Where was it? What was I? Okay, sorry. My apologies. I continue. If you want me to continue, salawat. Okay. Some of these explanations about the nafs is not, I tell you, I translate you, but it's not easy to understand it. Okay? We try to understand as much as we can, but we leave the further understanding of it, inshallah, for further learning. It requires further learning that we are not familiar with it at the moment. But let's see, as a whole, it makes sense to you. Says Imam Ali, then ask, قال يا مولاي من ناميت النباتية. What is that نفس النباتي? That plantic نفس. What is it? Imam says, قوتون. قوتون means what? No, it's not strength. قوتون has got two meanings. Now one meaning of قوتون is, it is a force within you, a strength maybe within you. And the other meaning of it means it is استعداد. It is potentiality which comes to actuality gradually. Both of the meanings can apply. So Imam says it is قُبَّةٌ أَسْلُهَا التَّبَائِعُ الْأَرْبَعَةِ. You all understand what is أَسْلُهَا التَّبَائِعُ الْأَرْبَعَةِ? You understand تَبَائِعِ? You understand أَرْبَعَةِ? No. Asluha tabo'a al-arba'a means the origin of this nafs nabati, the origin of nafs nabati is from the main four elements. The origin of this, Imam is explaining where this nafs nabati is come from. Where is the origin of it? How is it made? Okay? Hassan, where does it come from? Imam says from four main elements. What are those four main elements which makes nafs nabati? Ahsan. Wind, water, or rain, that's the same. Soil, and fire. So these are four main elements. Imam says nafs nabati, the plantic soul, origin of it is these four elements of soil, or earth, wind, rain or water, and heat or fire. So these four have made nafs nabati. What does that mean? That means these things must get together, these four elements must be combined together somewhere. So from that combination, plantic soil starts to emerge. So example I can give you, Fadak, for this. If you put a seed is a plant, right? If you put the seed only into a water and no air, no nothing, it doesn't grow. Okay? If you put the seed only under the earth but gives no water to it, it still doesn't grow. So if you put the seed just under the sun and heat but don't give soil and water, it doesn't grow. So you see, the combination of these four elements is required. So when you put the seed under the earth, when it's watered, when it gets heat of the sun, all these four elements, when are collectively helping, then this seed can start only to grow. That when it grows, that means what? It has acquired plantic soul. Otherwise, it wouldn't move at all. All this motion of the plant is because of that soul, that ruh. So it doesn't surprise any of you. Does it surprise any of you that plant has soul? No. Imam says the origin of that soul is from these four main elements. And then Imam says, بَدْوَ إِجَادُهَا إِنْدَ مَسْقَةِ النُّطْفَةِ means this start of the creation of this plantic soul is when nutfa is made. You all understand what is nutfa? Zygote. When zygote is made, when husband and wife they create a child, the moment the zygote is made, that very moment the plantic soul is created. Otherwise, if it didn't have plantic soul, we don't want to be sorry? So how do you know that the person is here?
I don't know, because a lady told me to come and ask you.
No. No, is anybody having his car? Okay, thank you. The driver is not here. So, that's fine, thank you. So the moment a zygote is conceived, the plantic soul is created. Otherwise, if the plantic soul was not there, even the zygote wouldn't grow. Because any growth is the work of plant. That's another thing. So the start of it is when the nutfah is conceived. مَقَرُّهَا الْكَبَد. It starts also from, what is kabad? Liver. When plantic soil is grown, is made, when that zygote grows and a liver is made, that plantic soil stays in the liver of the...
For
the human. Yeah, this is about the human. Okay?
I'm so confused on how this relates to Max or human being.
No. A human being, that's exactly that. That's the whole point. Imam says human being has got four types of nafs in one nafs he has. One of his nafs is nafs nabati, or plantic nafs, because it has growth. We all have growth. All this, see, all even now I have the growth. You all have the growth. My nail grows, my hair grows, my cells are growing, some of those cells that are dying off from me, my body is making new cells. These are all growths. This is called, put all of this together, they're called what? If you put all of this together, that means it's growing. That's growth. So growing is from the plantic soul. When the soul, then we all have it. When does it start in us? The moment our nutfah was made. Where does it stay, that plantic soul? Gradually, when we grow in the womb of the mother, gradually, when the liver is made, it stays in the liver. Sorry? Why? Why? No, we don't know why. I don't know why. Because Imam Ali says so. Okay? So these might be some... If Imam Ali alayhi salam was, Fadak, if Imam Ali alayhi salam was teaching us biology, maybe he would have explained more in biologically how and why. I don't know really. So and Imam says maddatuha. Maddatuha means it's material. Min lataiful aghziye. What is lataiful aghziye? You understand what is lataif? What is lataif? Latif. Okay, I tell you what is Latif al-Aghziyah.
Gentle.
No, listen. No. Look at an orange. When you pick it from the tree. When you pick an orange from the tree, it has got shell. Right? What do you call it? The skin. So, when you skin it off, then you put that orange into a juicer. And that juicer again takes a lot of all those materials and make an orange juice. That orange juice versus that orange is lataif al-aqsiyah. Essence. Essence. That essence of that food, that essence of that orange is called lataif al-aqsiyah. And even is more than that. That was only an relative example. When that food, when you take that orange juice, are we too late? No, it's only 25 minutes. We have another 15 minutes to finish. So when that food is, even when that orange juice is drunk, when we drink that orange juice, what happens? It's still the body, takes, expels some of those oranges out and takes that very essence that essentially needed for the body, with those fundamental nutritions of it. Okay? That is even more latif, it becomes even more latif. So Imam says, plantic soul is from lataif al-aghziyah. So that means when we are eating, that all those very fine essence and juices of the food that we eat, that is the material which holds up the plantic soul. So maddatuha min lataif al-aghziyah. Fi'luha, you understand what is fi'luha? Means its actions. فعلها نمو و زیاده. What is نمو و زیاده? نمو means growth. زیاده means تکثیر, increasing. Multiplication. So, the فعل of نفس نباتی, the فعل of planting soul is growth and and increasing and multiplication. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about nafs al-nabati. Then, salam alaykum. The last part of it says, this hadith about nafs al-nabati is more than this, but I only read you that part that is digestible. Okay? Bar Muhammad al-Muhammad salawat. So before if we do not know our nafs, we are not able to acquire the knowledge that Imam Ali says is important for nafs. So what we are talking about, first nafs, nafs al-nabati. Do you all remember the four nafses? All the four nafses are named. Who can tell me all the names of the four nafses? Yes, Abin. No, you are not supposed to read from it.
The plantation, animals.
ناطقت القدسیه و نو کلیت الالهیه. You just tell me, Jafar, tell me, name those four. نامیت النباتیه. What was that? Plantation. حسیت الحیوانیه. Animalistic. ناطقت القدسیه. Sorry? Divine and intellectual, and kulliyatul ilahiyah. Kulliyatul ilahiyah was divine and kulli, universal. So these are the four nafses. So then Imam continues, fi'luha numu wa ziyada, action of this nafs in nabati is growth and increase, and says, fa'iza faragat adat ila ma minhu badat. Means, when we die, what happens? When we die, that nafs nabati, it goes out from the body. Because when a dead person is, when the body becomes dead, there is no soul in it. No plantic soul, no animalistic soul, no human soul, no divine soul. No, no soul, nothing. Because it does not move at all. What happens to that nafs nabati, Jafar? What happens to that nafs Jafar? Returns to where? Ahsan, but in the earth, what is called? It returns to, there is for every nafs we talk, we say nafs nabati, nafs haywani, nafs insani, there is one nafs for all of these nafus called nafs al kulli nabati. Yes? When they do ghusl jum'ah, the body stays in the... Even if they die? Okay. Yes. It could be. Yeah, I have not read that, but it could be. So, but from what Imam Ali alayhi salam says here, this word says, فَإِذَا فَارَغَتْ. فَارَغَتْ means they separate. إِذَا فَارَغَتْ. عَدَتْ. عَدَتْ means returns. إِلَى مَا مِنْهُ بَدَتْ. It goes back to where it had come from. Where did it come from? تَبَاعِهُ الْأَرْبَعَةِ. Remember what was تَبَاعِهُ الْأَرْبَعَةِ? Soil and wind and water and fire. So this is the explanation of Imam about نفس نامیتون نباتیه. Sorry? Too much? Yes? Is enough for tonight? Okay. I do not continue it so that you can have a little bit of pondering upon it until tomorrow night, inshallah. Tomorrow we talk about nafsul hissiyatul haywaniyah. And then inshallah in 4 nights, maybe in 3 nights, we finish those 4 nafs. Then we go to the issue of what? What was our topic supposed to be? Liqa'ullah. Okay?
Liqa.
Liqa'ullah. Sorry, my pronunciation is Farsi. Bar Muhammad, wa ala Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If there is any question, 5 minutes, I allow for question and answers. Then we go home.